or other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, establishment media is getting people ready for a total collapse where they'll pose as saviors, but it's getting really creepy. We're continuing with your calls now. I got a guest on for about 40 minutes or so, then we'll continue with calls right through to the end of the show, and a bunch of other world news we haven't gotten to yet. But right now, let's go back to Lawrence in Virginia. Lawrence, you were talking about, and you got cut off by the break, people that are big TV watchers. The average adult thinks it's 4.5 hours a day. The average child's over 6. The average video game player is an additional 3+. I mean, the numbers change each year. It gets worse. That's the numbers are a few years old. I should look up the latest numbers. But I've seen numbers of some people that watch up to 14 hours a day of TV or video games combined. It is insane, and they are in a dreamlike state, and they repeat whatever they see on television, thinking that makes them smart. It's only one echelon of people that even watch the news, and they think they're smart just for watching it, and they will regurgitate what they heard like they're showing off that they're smart. Still others that don't even watch the news, they just get the messages from TV. That's why the dramas, the sitcoms, the fiction is just laced anti-family, you name it, anti-gun. And for those of us that are awake, it's like watching clowns on PCP like lemmings run off the edge of a cliff. Go ahead.
Well, people tell me things like, well, I don't let it control me. I only watch certain things for get this information or that. And, they've never read stuff like Edward Bernays' information. And I don't think any of us are smarter than them. They've been practicing this for over 100 years. It's like trying to outsmart the devil.
No, exactly. You just got to know it's super dangerous and they're a bunch of liars. Listen, I track what they do constantly, and it's such a spaghetti of deception. It's like a cauldron that they're not even in control. They're like riding the beast, just like the Bible says. The New World Order is like a whore riding the out-of-control beast. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. I think people really need to turn that thing off. I stopped watching it years ago. Of course, I did in increments. First, I stopped watching the news around Clinton when Clinton was president because he was lying all the time. And I ended. I don't watch that thing anymore. I get my information from the internet. I read a lot. I think people need to read more. You can't really judge anything, and you have to read a lot of different things. If you just read one thing, you're going to get one opinion.
Well, what's going to happen is over time, you're going to learn who's lying on purpose, who does an overall good job but makes some mistakes. That's what we do. Who tells the truth but puts a spin on it. And, you learn where people stand just by watching what they do. By their fruits, you will know them. And for anybody who sits there, I mean, I saw some so-called libertarian leader yesterday, I've never even heard of, at the Porcupine Fest, say, don't engage in conspiracy theories. And then they defined conspiracy theories as thinking the government tries to take power or do corrupt things. And I'm like, well, I mean, what moron in any culture doesn't know you better keep the government under control or it'll grow out of control like cancer? And it just shows how over the top everything's gotten and just how desperate the power structure is to try to get people back into trust in the system. Look, the general public doesn't trust the system anymore. They just feel powerless and don't pay attention, and so really aren't in the game. We've got to get people in the game to realize you're not going to have to save the world by yourself. You've got to do just little things that will bring down the New World Order together, all of us doing little things. Good to hear from you. I appreciate your call, Lawrence. We'll get to Chris, Bob, Ray, Jason, and others after our guest joins us, or you can hang up if you don't want to sit on hold for 40 minutes or something. But I want to hear what you have to say, so stay with us. And we're going to get into undoubtedly the best film I've ever seen documenting the fact that they know vaccines are killing and maiming people and covering it up. This is the film to give everybody who's on the fence about vaccine their kids. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, for all the bad things that are happening, it's a cycle throughout history of tyranny comes in, the people get oppressed, they fight back, people get morals again because they realize morals are about survival and taking care of your children. Then people become decadent, because once you have liberty, you get plenty. You become decadent. Over a few generations, corruption creeps back in, and then tyranny comes back in, and the cycle happens over and over again. And we've entered a very dangerous point in the cycle right now, where the power structure realizes the pendulum wants to swing back towards freedom and truth and decency and honor and quality and beauty. And so they're trying to push it back the other way. We're in a fight here. Now, for the next 30 minutes or so, then I'm going to go to your phone calls. We are joined by a filmmaker. And, you know, this came in a few months ago before it was officially coming out. And Weldon said, hey, do you want to carry this? It's a new vaccine film. And I said, we already carry some presentations by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's, by the way, in this. We already carry some books. And he said, okay. He watched it. He said, you know, I think you need to watch this. And it's one... I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, plus big film festivals. It's the greater good, and it is a film, by the way, that we carry at InfoWars.com, so you support us and the filmmakers when you get it, and get a free citizen rule book. This is something you should give to every school library. Donate it to every public library. you want to fight the New World Order, folks, that's a great way to get my films, other people's films. I authorize you to make copies of my films, by the way. Just libraries won't tend to take them, though, if it's a bad copy. But side issue, the point is, you know, a bad-looking cover because they think it's bootlegged or something. We allow you to bootleg, but they won't. Side issue, the point is you should air these on access television. You should give it to people that you see that have children. If you have neighbors, you see that the woman is pregnant. I can't help it. I see pregnant women now in grocery stores, even with her husband, and I'll come over and I'll say, man, isn't it great? I've got three children. Hey, you might want to look into vaccines because they even tell pregnant women to take vaccines now. And until 4 years ago, they always said don't take them because of autoimmune problems and miscarriages. And a lot of times they go, yeah, we heard that it was always bad to take shots. My sister's a nurse. This just happened about a week ago, the lady said. And she says until a few years ago, they said don't take them, but now they're saying we should. But she's saying I shouldn't. Thank you. And if somebody does say, hey, mind your own business, I've never had that happen, just say, okay, I warned you. And again, that's not getting in somebody's business. If you know that until about 3.5-4 years ago, it was a big PR rollout saying, especially pregnant women, all the inserts before, and by the way, they still say it, said don't take this when you're pregnant. And then now they say, well, talk to your physician. Because they've always known this. I mean, doctors, nurses listening, they're like, yeah, that's always been the case. Again, the system is fleeing forward in that they know there's massive opposition. The media admits that. They admit all these medical people are coming out. All this is unfolding. And so their answer is, well, they've got national maps. The higher educated area of the country, the lower the vaccine rates. And the news says these wealthy, well-to-do, college-educated people have gone crazy. No, ladies and gentlemen, we've gone from one in 25,330-something years ago with autism to 1 in 58 now. And it's a cocktail of things. But the point is, this stuff is deadly. And it's not just the mercury that goes by the blood-brain barrier because it's directly injected into the body. It's the adjuvants Dr. Blaylock, brain surgeon, and others have broken down. And they have studies on this. They know. Enough of me because I want to give her at least 30, 40 minutes before we go to your calls. It's just that I want you to understand this is show life and death, and this is finally the tool. Just like a noble lie is great to expose false flag terror, finally a high-quality professional film with all the police officers and witnesses about Clinton carrying out that attack, a noble lie available at InfoWarsShop.com. Finally, we have the greater good available at InfoWarsShop.com. Get it out to everyone you know. Also, greatergoodmovie.org. But again, InfoWarsShop.com. It's one. All these big international and national film festivals, I won't even try to go over them. It won the big Doc NYC, that's coveted. The Dallas Film Festival, the big official one. It won the Cinematic Vision Award, 2011 Amsterdam Film Festival. It just goes on and on. The point is it takes years to go through the film process, so now it's finally available on DVD. This film's amazing. Here's the trailer. The trailer's up at InfoWars.com if you're a regular listener, but here for the full audience is the video/audio of the trailer for The Greater Good. This has to be in the hands of every nurse, every doctor. Force them morally to face what's happening. Every family getting ready to have children, you need to see The Greater Good. Very well produced. Key testimony about the cover-up, the fact they know it's killing and maiming people consciously. The CDC's own documents. This is the proof. Here is the trailer.
2 years ago, a vaccine completely changed my life. I would do anything to get my life back to normal.
History teaches us how effective vaccines are.
Vaccines are the best choice for almost all children.
I don't think it's that black and white.
Vaccines in some way have been a victim of their own success.
The government, they're trying to protect society, but these motivations interfere with, you know, safety issues.
In the last few decades, the numbers of doses of vaccines have more than tripled.
We are seeing a rise in the number of children with disabilities.
What if these shots that are supposed to protect kids actually hurt your child?
After the shots, I started getting sick. I've had 2 strokes, partial paralysis, partial vision, and I'm having seizures.
I would have never dreamt that this was a side effect of a vaccine.
Many of the
diabetes have the potential to be neurotoxic.
The research is incomplete, and the certainty is not scientific.
A number of prescription drugs that have been licensed as safe have been found to be unsafe.
The social fabric, it is better to insist on vaccination than to allow free reign.
The people who are approving the vaccines are taking the word of the pharmaceutical companies. The majority of vaccine research is paid for by the vaccine manufacturers themselves.
We're the only country other than New Zealand that allows advertising on TV for pharmaceutical drugs.
You can't sue the drug company that made the vaccine.
That's not science, that's politics.
Texas Governor Rick Perry has ordered that schoolgirls must get the Gardasil shot.
We can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way.
The only thing that we oppose is forced vaccination.
Sadly, some people don't do what's best for their children unless it's mandated.
We're not zealots. We're not some people that are looking for a conspiracy or a fight.
The vaccine program, it's one size fits all.
We worry about the future.
You could have 30, 40, 50 different vaccines mandated and absolutely no accountability. You have a prescription for disaster.
I have a child, and then I follow the rules, and I damage this child. That's hard for me to understand.
I just want everybody to lay down their arms and figure out what is making them so sick.
The greater good, available at InfoWarsShop.com. But and again, it goes from the perspective of showing both sides. That's what makes it so effective. But here's the issue. They have the clips that I talked about 4 years ago in Maryland where they said, it's the law, you'll be arrested if you don't take shots. With all the black people, like it's a concentration camp, being herded in to be shot up with darting police dogs. And I got the state attorney who says that on my show. He started laughing and admitting it wasn't the law and that he doesn't give his kids the shots. Like it was cute and cool. And they got that clip from years ago I couldn't find in the film. That's why it's so powerful. All right, I've given you the pitch. Get it out to everybody. This is coffin nails for their lies. And I will say what the film doesn't. I have all the Rockefeller documents, the sterilants in it, the cancer viruses. It's on purpose, okay? It's that simple. The Rockefeller shook over medicine 80, 90 years ago. They funded Hitler, Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. It's eugenics. Better learn about it. Better find out. Then they sell you the treatments that they control as well. All right. I want to go to Leslie, who is... our guest, Leslie Manoukian, and she is the writer of the film and producer. I know that's a big intro with me ranting. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes, but you've got the floor. Tell us about this film and any comments about my points I just made.
Well, thank you so much for the fantastic introduction and for having me on the show, Alex. It's really a pleasure to be here. I couldn't agree with you more that this is one of the most important issues that we face today on the planet. And, you know, you talk about the really cavalier attitude of this public health official saying that, you know, he doesn't give them to his own kids, but he's rounding up literally 2,000 families for not giving their kids chickenpox vaccine or something like that. And I think we all really have to ask ourselves, what have we come to? Where are we? And, are these policies based on sound science? Are these have these compounds that we're injecting into our 12-hour-old infants safe? Is there a reason to be doing this? And I think the answer to all of those questions is really that the science doesn't support it, that the science isn't there, and that these policies are not based on a sound foundation of science. And if that's not the case, then how can we possibly be endorsing this, in particular, given that we require children in many states to have them before they can go to school or for other public health services, which are paid through taxes. So I think we're really in a place where, you know, people need to start questioning what we're doing and why God gave us immune systems in the first place and what we can do to keep those strong and healthy and whether or not we need the government to tell us how to behave or how to keep our immune system functioning.
Well, it's, as you point out, if some pandemic came out and then they had something that was proven to be effective, that's one thing. But hundreds of vaccines they want to bring online and imply, like Perry did, that it's the law when it wasn't the law. And through fraud, like in Maryland or Texas, people line up believing they're being forced to.
Well, and this is the thing. I live in the state of Idaho, and in Idaho we have a law that says very clearly that any person can choose for any any reason they deem appropriate not to vaccinate themselves or their child. But that does not stop the school district every year from taking out large advertisements in the newspaper stating that children must be immunized before they come to school.
Lisa, bingo. Let's come back and talk about that fraud and break down the film, A Home Run of Truth. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault. With 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Cover of the Greater Good DVD, award-winning film, now available on DVD. Anthony Kaufman of the Wall Street Journal wrote, a new documentary about childhood immunizations, The Greater Good, could intensify debate around the potential dangers of vaccines. Yeah, it's like handing two-year-olds loaded shotguns. I mean, this is just amazing that they've gotten away with this. And our guest, Lisa, who is Leslie, who's joining us right now, was just breaking down. She's the writer and producer of this film. She was just breaking down the deception, how they say it's the law, and then I get the guy on and go, you know it's not the law, and he laughs and goes, yeah, I know, I don't give my kids shots. I mean, this is sick how in every town you're listening and they lie to you and say it's the law. Please continue.
Well, you know what, Alex, I think the most interesting thing is that we never actually studied the safety of mercury before it was put into childhood vaccines. We never studied whether it was safe to put in contact lens solutions or in antacids or any other places it's been put. Aluminum's been put in there, too. We never studied the safety of aluminum, and it's been used as an adjuvant, immune system stimulant, for 80 years in vaccinations. And what's really interesting to me now is that in the last 3 to 5 years, there's a growing group of scientists who are actually starting to do this research, despite the fact that it's very, very risky for their careers and their futures. And they are finding that the aluminum in vaccines is causing cognitive impairment, brain damage, neuron cell death in animal models, autoimmune syndromes, all sorts of immune dysfunction. And these authors have written that the potential for just aluminum, just the aluminum component on its own, to cause profound impact on the brains and the immune systems of human beings is profound, immense. And yet the CDC and FDA say that it's perfectly safe. And this is what I find the most astounding, is that this has been going on for not just a few years, but nearly 100 years, and yet no one's bothered to stop it.
Well, I saw mainline studies out of England and the U.S. a decade ago where they were saying three shots for the flu, three vaccines doubled the chances for Alzheimer's in studies they did. They know aluminum cans and aluminum cookware. I mean, there are 45-year-olds getting Alzheimer's now. Neurological disorders, off the charts. Cancer, off the charts. Everything we do in Western culture, the bisphenol A, is now in big studies linked to brain tumors, linked to women going into puberty early, men becoming feminized. This industrial society, the way it's been deployed, is killing us.
Without a doubt. And if you look at the fertility rates, the sperm counts of men in the last 50 years, a decline of 50% at least. If you look at, you know, how difficult it is for women to conceive, same thing. And there's clearly a role that vaccines play, and the toxins that vaccines contain in disrupting our endocrine systems, our hormonal systems. So, you know, I don't know how far the average person wants to go down that rabbit hole. I mean, clearly your viewers and listeners are far more up to speed on those issues than the massive, you know, the general public. But there are clearly questions raised when we start taking vaccines that have aluminum and mercury in them, or mercury that's been banned in the United States, and give them to the entire world outside the U.S. and other developed countries. It really has to give you pause about what the policies are really about. And when we know that these things are disrupting our hormonal balances, and then you combine them with all the pesticides, and as you say, the bisphenol A and all the other contaminants in our food supply, the GMO food, you know, on and on and on. These things are clearly having a major impact on our ability to procreate, our ability to think independently, on our ability to stand up for ourselves, and our ability, I think, to really question what's going on. And vaccines are, you know, without going too far down that rabbit hole, clearly are causing damage. And I think the point of our film is that not that we know all of this is proven, not that it's unequivocal, but that there is a growing body of science out there that casts question on vaccines.
All I know is women's breast cancer is up 2,000+%. Pediatric cancer, depending on which type, over 10,000%. Autism, thousands and thousands of percentage, from 25,000 to 1 in 68, 1 in 57. I mean, it varies, the numbers. Everywhere where it's industrialized, neurological disorders, skeletal disorders. What's going on is killing us.
And let's talk about the autism thing. The CDC and FDA, the vaccine authorities in general, continue to assert that there is no science linking mercury to autism. And yet an independent scientist did a review of all of the available science, empirical research, looking into the mercury-autism link. And she found that the body of science favored a link 3-to-1, not the reverse.
Stay there. We're going to come back and break down some more of those numbers. There's been other big studies as well. where nations that have higher vaccine rate have higher rates of all sorts of diseases. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Way is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Way to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made vape-free e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm a highway patrol. Well, you know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white, with my siren screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night, just to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job.
Earlier I was looking around for the proper quote in Providence. My memory was correct. It was a Marine Corps general known as the Professor, because he studied so much military doctrine and was so successful in World War II and the Korean War. They were surrounded at the Chosin Reservoir in Korean War early in December 1950, to be precise. They were surrounded. He succeeded in breaking through and leading a 70-mile march to safety. It was reportedly more than 20 times their numbers. I just went and looked it up on the history site, who he was, from my memory. And he said, "Sir, we are surrounded. Excellent, we can attack in any direction." As that wasn't really even a sarcastic point. If you've got a smaller force but have more high-power workable weapons, this is the communist Chinese they were fighting didn't have very good weapons. Doesn't matter if it's 10, 20, 30 times the number. Now you can attack in any direction, go any direction you want. And, of course, some would look at it as, I mean, obviously it's a bad place to be in, but now you're committed. Now there's not any games. Now you know you've got to fight. And that's the position we have to put ourselves in. You know, I get emotional about this because I sit here calmly researching this year after year. And when I pop this in the DVD player, and because I would go from memory and say, oh, yeah, the state attorney, I had him on, lining up thousands of black people crying with dogs barking at him, saying, it's the law, you got to take shots. And I got him on and said, hey, you know it's not the law to take shots. You know you should have told him about the waiver. And he said, oh, you should be a lawyer. I mean, the interview's out there. Oh, you should, in fact, now that we know his name, it's in the film, so I'd forgotten, we ought to look it up and find that little interview. So it's amazing. It was on CNN. They're going, it's the law to take shots, kids crying. It was shown all over the country to make you think it's the law. And a total fraud. And I get the guy on, he's like, yeah, you ought to be a lawyer. I ought to be a lawyer because I know a little bit about reality. And he's like, yeah, I don't vaccinate my kids. And started laughing like it's funny that he knows it's bad. He doesn't do it to his kids, but he goes out with police standing behind him and goes, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. You will take it or you will go to jail. And we tried to get our media people out there to talk to the families lined up with the police dogs and the riot cops. And the police were like, get back, don't talk to them. So they could engage in a fraud and shoot them up. Again, does that give you any idea how wicked these governments are? What else are they lying to you about? And you bet I get emotional about that. Because in Nazi Germany, we use that example a lot because that's where it happened. Medical tyranny, Soviet Union, same deal. Going back to our guest, the maker of the documentary film, The Greater Good, Leslie Manoukian, available at Infowarshop.com. For 10 minutes, I'm going to shut up because I'll keep asking questions. You've got the floor. Why should people see this film? What will they see in the film? Who should people show this to? Can people air it on Access Television? I mean, how do they show this to people and save lives?
Well, at this point, it's interesting to me. We were asked that. Who's your target audience? Who do you want to see the film? We want everybody to see the film because there are somewhere between 200 and 400 vaccines in development right now, and the vaccine authorities want every man, woman, and child on the planet to have vaccines every year of their life, basically from cradle to grave. That's what's being recommended with the flu vaccine, and there are many others that are coming down the pipe. So, you know, people often think that, oh, I had my kids. My kids are 10. My kids are 12. They're grown. I don't have to worry about this anymore. This issue actually affects all of us. And as you so rightly mentioned early on in the show, neurodegenerative diseases are on the rise, and not just a little bit, but they're reaching epidemic proportions. Most adults nowadays, when in their elderly years, develop some kind of dementia, and that's not the way it's always been, and it's not supposed to be that way. And so, you know, the reason we made the film is because we wanted to reach everybody and help people to understand that this is an issue they should all care about for their children's health, but also for their own. But also very importantly for them to understand that this issue is not nearly as black and white as they've been told by the mainstream media. You know, we are constantly told that there's no science showing that vaccines cause any harm. We're constantly told that there's no evidence that vaccines are linked to autism, asthma, allergies, learning disabilities, speech delays, on and on and on, gut issues, all this stuff, asthma. And the reality is that I've compiled a document of over 100 studies, papers, letters to editors, and things like that that show that vaccines can cause inflammation of the brain and permanent damage, that they can cause learning disabilities and behavioral problems, that they can cause immunological problems, that they can cause gut problems, that they can cause a whole spectrum of autoimmune diseases. And as I said earlier, we're not, you know, all this research doesn't prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that vaccines are causing all these things, but they certainly are enough to show that we should all have great, great reason for concern, and we should all want to figure out what the heck is really going on and whether or not more harm is being done than good by using these vaccines so broadly. And I think the other really important issue that we raise with the film that I think is so vital for all of us to understand is who should decide what we put into our bodies? Do you want the government choosing how you keep yourself well, or do you want to make that choice yourself? And if we don't have the freedom to choose what we inject into our own bodies and to our children's bodies, then are we really free? It is no secret in science that vaccines injure and kill some people. No secret. And given that, how can we possibly, you know, yield that right of self-determination to some nondescript, faceless bureaucrat in another place? I just, you know, so this is one of the major issues that we've tried to raise with the film, is helping people to understand that vaccines are not candy, that there is a downside. And to me, Alex, this whole idea that vaccines are candy, that they're just, it's like drinking water, is the reason why those people will line up in Maryland to go and get the shots under threat of imprisonment and fines. Because they just think there's no downside. They believe what they've been told. And so we really hope the film helps people to understand that it's not black and white like you've been told. It's far more nuanced. And maybe you'll choose that you want to get the polio vaccine. Maybe that's what some people will choose. Maybe others will choose they don't want any vaccines. But the point is that unless you're informed and you really understand what the issues are, what the true long-term health ramifications are, then you're not free to make those choices. And we need to have that information.
Leslie, you paused there for me to interject. I've had countless scientists, doctors on. Some of them are in your film. And I understand you're trying to be sound reasonable here and measured. But I have talked personally on air to more than 500 over the years and to hundreds on the street. Every time I'm on vacation or something, there's an autistic child sitting there, you know, in the pool. And I'll say, hey, you mind me asking, when did your son become autistic? 18 months. He was running around talking, totally happy, got the third round of shots, had a convulsion in the station wagon driving home. I know they used to arrest people till this came out. When they would take the shot and they would collapse, sometimes in the hospital, they'd say, oh, you must have beaten them. They had blood on the brain because of an autoimmune response. They knew full well what they were doing. They know. They know. The studies are legion. And then I look at the Rockefellers and the Bill and Melinda Gates who say, get rid of grandma, euthanize people, eugenics, forced abortion. But, oh, we want you to take shots to live longer. We care about you. This is setting a precedent for a very dangerous big pharma group, most of which came right out of Germany and actually funded Hitler, and people study it. I'm not kidding. You can't make this up. He was like their little creation, who want medical tyranny to force this on us. I have Nobel Prize winner Bertrand Russell wrote repeatedly, we're going to inject people and call them vaccines to brain damage them to make them more manageable. I mean, look it up. He says we're going to change the diet. Diet, injections, and injunctions so that the public will be sheep-like compared to the ruling elite. So I've done the study. My film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, covers it. This is a premeditated program. You take Bayer Pharmaceutical for 11 years, knew they were shipping HIV, hepatitis, blood to hemophiliacs, and the documents came out, they knew and did it on purpose. You have chemical, biological, radiological testing on foster children, on troops, killing them. So who is this in the government that did this, and then when they get caught over the last 60 years, they never get in trouble. They never get in any trouble. Because, listen, my dad was top of his class in high school. As a junior, he was in this advanced program. They called him into the University of Texas, took him behind closed doors, the top testers of 160, I think it was like six of them, and gave them the speech that I'm giving you, but telling him, you're going to be part of this, okay? And my dad's not that special. If you're in the top of your class in Texas or New Mexico or New York, you're getting this speech today. That's what I'm telling people. This is a giant covert eugenics program. I know your film doesn't get into that. You're wanting it to be, you know, very balanced. I think that's why it's the key to get out there. But any comments on what I'm talking about?
Well, first of all, I think I would just comment that I actually am from the system. You know, I went to one of the best universities in the nation, and I got an MBA from the University of Chicago, and I worked at Goldman Sachs for a period of years and then worked in finance for 13 years. And I witnessed firsthand a lot of overt and some not so overt corruption. I actually had the CEO of a pharmaceutical company come in and tell me that their blockbuster drug that they were about to release was showing that it was causing death in some of the patients it was treating. and that the FDA was going to make them put a warning on their packaging because of this. But the good news was they still thought they'd be able to do $7 billion in peak sales. That kind of stuff is not isolated. It's not unique. It's going on all the time. I think the real issue is, Alex, that the average person doesn't get that, doesn't understand that, and hasn't connected the dots yet. And so I come from a place of wanting to educate people and bring them into the fold as easily as I possibly can. And this is such an emotive issue that if we are too frightening, too frank, then I really worry that the message gets lost. And so, I have a lot of sympathy and appreciation for all of the things that you just said. And but I think when it comes to the issue of vaccines, that it's we will do much more to further the message and bring more people into the fold to understand that they should want to have freedom about what they put in their bodies and to make these choices than by being more, inflammatory, I guess. And given that we are having a huge impact, there was a report just last week, maybe the week before, that the federal government studied up the vaccination rate in Portland, Oregon, and found that in the last 5 or 6 years, I forget what the exact period was, but it was in a recent period in the early 2000s, that the non-vaccinators rose from 2.5% of the population to 9.5% of the population.
Now, that was in, I think, the Sacramento Bee 2 days ago.
Yeah, and it's been all over the place for the last couple of weeks, but the place that they studied was Portland, Oregon. And my point is that one city has seen the number of people not vaccinating go from 2.5% to 9.5% in the last several years. People are starting to wake up to this. And in order to bring more people in, what we really want to do is change laws. What we really want to do is help, is wake people up. What we really want to do is empower people. And we strongly felt as filmmakers that we do that by not beating them over the head, but by helping
them. No, I agree with you. I agree with you. This is something for the Joe Schmo out there questioning. Leslie Manoukian, again, the writer and producer of The Greater Good, available at InfoWarsShop.com or their site, GreaterGoodMovie.org. I can tell you, I've seen the film. Great filmmaker for somebody that I hadn't done a lot of media before. I can tell you had a lot of passion for this, and it's a labor of love. What woke you up to this is a good question.
Well, like I said, I was working on Wall Street for a long time, and I had that experience. I mean, I headed up Alliance Capital's European Growth Portfolio Management business in London for a period of years, and it was my job to interview CEOs of multinational corporations. And for many years, I would sort of witness this stuff, but not really. It didn't really hit me until that CEO came in and told me that he was going to do $7 billion of peak sales and kill a bunch of people in the process. And I just realized that I was playing for the wrong team. And shortly after that, I met a man in London who told me that vaccines could cause harm. And I literally thought the guy was nuts. I said, you're out of your mind. Vaccines are the greatest invention of humankind. There's no doubt in my mind that these things are great. And he said, listen, that's the one perspective. Read this book. And he gave me Neil Miller's book, Vaccines Are They Really Safe and Effective? And I read it extremely skeptical. I'm an analyst by nature. I was super skeptical, but at the end of the book, I went and I looked in the back, and there were over 900 footnotes to peer-reviewed medical literature and mainstream news pieces. And I thought, 900? Over 900 references? Can this be true? Can this be real? I didn't want to believe it, but I committed to myself right then and there, and this was about 11 years ago, that someday I was going to make a movie on this, and I was going to go and do my own research, read the science myself, and go and look these people in the eyes. Look CDC and FDA and vaccine developers and patent holders in the eyes and ask them myself, what's really going on here?
And you've done that, and they look scared when you're talking to them. You've hit a home run, The Greater Good. Again, get this out to everybody. In a little bit of time we've got left, I want to go back, though, because I'm guessing, because I've had experiences similar to this, where you thought, oh, he's joking, I'm going to make $7 billion and kill a bunch of people. But I've interviewed genetic engineers who are making $3 million a year. They're like, hey, this potato is sterilizing the rats, but we're getting it approved? And they're like, yeah, there's too many people. That's really the plan. And then they think it's a joke, but then it gets approved. I mean, do you think he was joking when he said, I'm going to make 7 million and kill people? Or did you go do research and realize it wasn't really a joke?
I realized that all that mattered to him was corporate profits, and that that is really what is the driver of everything in the world today. I mean, I guess I've gotten to the point where I recognize that there is no separation between state and the corporate world anymore, and that the only way that we are going to change that is if average citizens stand up and hold their ground. And this was the first step for me in that process, making this film to empower people so that they could stand up for themselves, so that they could go to the lobby in California and say, we're not going to support this bill that they've got in front of California now that will require every person to get a vaccine exemption from a authorized medical provider every single year. You know, I recognize that this guy was just delusional, but that not just he was delusional, but so were all the other people who were part and parcel of it.
Well, listen, Leslie Manoukian, you've hit a home run. I want to get you back on the nightly news. We can do uninterrupted, long interview or anybody else you want to invite and get you up on Skype. Great job with the greater good. God bless you. And with people like you out there, we're going to defeat this tyranny, because the special interest coming in now, being able to lobby to make us take the products, it's true tyranny. Thank you so much for your work.
Thank you so much for having me, Alex. I'm so grateful.
Now, we're grateful to you. A lot of children to save.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start going to your phone calls for about 20, 30 minutes for those that have been holding. I want to hear from you, all the interesting points you raised. And then I'll continue back into the latest on Fast and Furious, and it is big. This is shaping up. They may actually bring Obama to justice. We'll also get into what's happening with the economy. That's probably the most important area. But the greater good available at InfoWarsShop.com is so important. And hopefully you'll show it to people in your area, put it on Access TV, things like that. Because it's very well produced, made for a mainline audience. It's not as hardcore as Total Reality, but people aren't ready for that in many cases. There's different schools of thought. Slapping folks upside the head seems to work, but whatever. I think this friendly approach is also good. We also have Dreams from My Real Father, Joel Gilbert. This film isn't even out yet, but we're able to sell it before it's out officially, and we're the only folks, by the way, that actually have it in stock. Because it's so hot right now, it's available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase funds this whole news organization, the radio show, the nightly news, the films, the news websites, everything we're doing, and all the new reporters we're hiring. Tomorrow, I'm going to announce the male and female reporter winners and $10,000 in prizes. And you got two more weeks, or a week and a half now, for phase two, $10,000 in prizes for the Obama Dictator Contest, hanging up posters in legal lawful areas. Find out more at InfoWars.com. Let's go ahead and go to Chris in Georgia. Thanks for holding. Welcome. What did you think of that last guest?
She was awesome. She was awesome. Just first off, I just want to appreciate you for everything you do, man. You're a true patriot. Got a quick question for you. I know it's kind of going to be kind of a difficult one to answer, but with things speeding up the way they are, how much longer do you feel like we have before the globalists are going to implement a full-scale collapse?
Well, many areas like Greece have already collapsed into total bedlam. But 6 months, a year, the globalists won't do this right away, or they'll back off a little if they don't think we're going to go along with it. But everywhere where they think they've got their people in place, like Spain and Greece and other areas, they're going to drop the hammer all the way. I mean, they hate the public. They want to impoverish. That's their stated eugenicist post-industrial view. In fact, I'm going to cover that coming up after calls, but I mean, it's the banks are getting ready. The big mega banks that are just fronts for the private interests that own them, they're getting ready to bring down the zombie banks. And when that happens, when Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and other Ponzi scheme shell corporations are blown, right now, it's 50-50 that it's going to be road warrior level depression. We're already in a depression, but it's a slow sliding one from recession into depression. And of course, that's on the good side. It is, I mean, now all the main analysts are saying, you better give us everything or we're going to give you a total depression. Well, we've already given them everything, but their plan is the depression. So, I mean, look at this article out of CNBC. Big banks craft living wills in case they fail. And then here's another one, avoiding a global catastrophe. Larry Summers, who helped engineer all this, and he talks about things completely melting down. Well, I mean, it's mathematically impossible unless we write off the trillion, the 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion, even hard to say that number. Unless we write all that off, and unless we explain that's not our debt and arrest all these people, they're going to bring us into total global collapse that they're going to organize and pose as saviors with the Prestitute, Decepticon, Collaborator, Vichy French media telling us they're the saviors. And it is going to get absolutely hellish with staged terror attacks, new wars. They're going to throw everything at us. They have been massing basically on our border. The New World Order has in every city, every town against us. They are surveilling us. They are trying to create attack forces, death squads, and they are just building up the armored bunkers, the pillboxes, the machine guns, the shotguns, the hollow point ammo, the drones for all out war against us. And let me tell you, they're going to get their butts kicked.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.